There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious years
of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long,
how I long
once more to be,
once more to be
with my friends at that old country church.
And Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you again this morning by the means of radio. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning, right here on C103. Again, it's a great privilege. We pray this broadcast is a blessing to you. We want to give you directions to our church so you can come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. We also, if you want to know more about the 5 Mile Holiness Church, go to our website. That's right. That's www.5milehc.org. Again, our website address is www.5milehc.org. You can go to the website, click on the sermon link, and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. Amen. Just in case you miss a radio broadcast, you can go to the website and get caught up. Amen. From each and every other Sunday. So we try to update that monthly. And I'll tell you what, my daughter does a great job with the broadcast and also with the updating of the website. So you can go to that. And we have a guest link you can go to and hear the visiting preachers that we have throughout the year. And no doubt you'll find a favorite. We also want to send our broadcast out this morning to our faithful contributors, the ones that make this broadcast possible. For without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. We want to give a holler out to Harold and Louise Brummett from Buford, Ohio. Faithful listeners, faithful contributors to the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We appreciate you, Sister Louise and Brother Harold, and we pray that you enjoy the broadcast. We also want to send this broadcast out to Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. Again, faithful listeners, faithful contributors to the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We appreciate each and every one that helps us here on the radio. And we'd like to let you be a part of that also. If you've enjoyed the broadcast, you've been touched by it, maybe you've got a prayer request you'd like for us to pray over, take the time, sit down and drop us a line to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3658 State Route 286, Mount Orb, Ohio, 45154. And we'll get that. If you have a prayer request, we'll pray over it and we'll give you a holler out on the radio. We have a few announcements we want to make before we get into the Word of God. Again, it takes the Lord to preach, and without the Lord, I can do nothing. But I wanted to remind each and every one out there in Radio Land, amen, about the upcoming events we got coming on. My dad, Brother Ed Sandlin from Boonville, Kentucky, he don't get to come down much, and he's coming down in April the 26th on a Friday night. He's coming down to preach for us, and we're excited about that, and we know that he's going to be a big blessing to us. So that's Friday night, 7:30, April 26th, and Pastor Ed Sandlin will be with us. Also, I myself, Pastor Bobby Sandlin, is going to be preaching at the True Faith Holiness Church in South Lebanon, Ohio. That's where Brother Brian Smith is the good pastor, April the 20th on a Saturday. And I believe that starts at 7 o'clock. So if you're around the Lebanon or South Lebanon area and you'd like to get up with Brother Bobby Sandlin and finally meet me for the first time, right now would be a grand opportunity for you to mark the calendar. That's right. April the 20th, I myself will be preaching at the True Faith Holiness Church in South Lebanon, Ohio. Pastor Brian Smith is the good pastor. So we're excited about that. We know that we're going to have a good time in the Lord. All right, if you have your Bibles and you want to read along with us, we're going to read it out of the book of Psalms, out of the book of Psalms, chapter 61. Psalms chapter 61. Amen. I've often said this before, and I'll say it again. If anybody could exhort God and lift him up, it is David. He has the best ways and means of putting words together to exalt our Lord and Savior. So I'm going to read a passage from David's writing in Psalms chapter 61. Amen. Verse number 1. If God be my helper, I want to preach to you. And the Bible reads like this. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shield and a shelter for me, and a strong tower from thine enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Amen. I want to preach today for a few minutes of time, if the Lord would help me to preach. Amen. On I'll keep my promises. Amen. I'll keep my promises. The Bible said, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry unto thee. My heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. In verse number 8, he concludes with saying, I will sing praises. Amen. Unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. The Bible said, amen, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. For he that maketh a vow and breaketh it is in danger of hell fire. But David said, Lord, I will sing praises unto you. Lord, I will serve you unto the end. Lord, I will exalt thy name above all names. Amen. I'll keep my promises. Amen. Listen, my friend, the Bible says, amen, that with men that count slackness, but God is not slack concerning His promises. Amen. When God says something, my friend, you can count on it. You can bank on it today. Amen. And God's Word is full of promises. Amen. All through the Scripture, when you read from the beginning of Genesis all the way down to Revelation, there's all kinds of promises. Amen. And if God said it, you can believe it, my friend. Down from the very beginning of time, amen, the first commandment was promise. Amen. The Bible said, if thy honor thy father and thy mother, thy day shall be prolonged upon the earth. That was the very first commandment with promise. Amen. If you'll do whatsoever I command thee to do, amen, I'll prolong the days upon this earth. Amen. I'm made to believe today the reason why, amen, that we've got people living older, amen, than the other generation does today is because, amen, scientific medicine, no doubt. But I believe, amen, that commandment was promised. Amen. If you honor your mother and your father, your day shall be prolonged upon the earth. Oh, glory be to God. But brother, God didn't stop there. Amen. That was just the beginning of the promises. Amen. But He said in His Word, amen, if you ask Him, I'm sorry, if you keep my commandments and do so whatsoever I command thee. He said, you can ask what you will, faith believing, and ye shall have it. Amen. The Bible is full of the promises of the Lord. Amen. I like David when he exalts on the Lord. Amen. He knew how to put Him high. Amen. And remind us in this modern day era that we live in, amen, that God is mindful of His people. David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed a begging bread. Amen. That tells me today that God takes care of His own. For the Bible said, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and His ears are open under their cry. Amen. Ain't you glad of that today? The Bible said, His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear, and neither is his hand too short that he cannot save. Amen. I want you to know today, God's able to bring it to pass. He can perform it and bring it to pass. If God said, amen, listen to another promise He gave us. He said in His Word, if you have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you could say unto that mountain, be thou removed, and the Bible said it be plucked up and cast into the sea. Amen. You say, oh my, that's supernatural power. I know that's God standing on His Word. Amen. The key of that promise, amen, is having faith. Amen. Glory be to God. We need more faith in God. We need to believe God's Word. Amen. I believe today that we've got folks that know without a shadow of a doubt there is a higher power. There is an almighty. There is a great entity. Some of them won't give the recognition to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But they'll say there's a higher power. Amen. But I want you to know today, amen, glory be to God, that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for me and you. Amen. He's all-knowing, all-impotent, all-sovereign God. I want you to know today He'll keep His promises. Amen. I've seen men over the years, amen, they said, Lord, if you'll save my soul, I'll serve you to the day I die. Amen. And just as quick as adversity and trouble comes in their life, amen, and persecution comes, amen, what happens? Amen. They turn over. Amen. They go the opposite direction. They'll do like the disciples did during Jesus' time. And the Bible said they all forsook Him. Amen. That's right. We're living in that hour today. where the Bible said they confess me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but in their heart it is far from me. I want more than a mouth religion. I want a heartfelt salvation. I want to know when I lay my head down on the pillar at night. Amen. If I should die, it's goodbye world and hello heaven. I don't want to guess. Amen. Am I ready to go? I want to know I'm ready. Well, how can you know that, preacher? The Bible said His Spirit bears witness with our spirit and lets us know that we are a child of God. You can know today without a shadow of a doubt. I want you to know if you give God your heart, He'll give you the kingdom. He said in His Word another promise. He said, amen. Amen. He give you the desires of your heart. The Bible said it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. We are His children. We are His offspring. And it's His pleasure to bless us. But brother, we've got to seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. Follow after truth and righteousness. And the Bible says all these other things shall be added unto you. You pick God first. Amen. He can take care of the finances. You pick God first. He can take care of the body. You pick God first. He can take care of the bills and take care of your children. You pick God first. I want you to know I gotta keep His end of the deal. Will you keep yours? I want you to know David said in Psalm 61, God, if you hear my cry and attend unto my prayer, amen, I will serve you. I will live for you. I will sing praises. I'll remember the vow, Lord, that I made to you that day. Oh, I'm so glad today that God doesn't turn back on His promises. Amen, but He's a faithful God. The Bible says, amen, God who is faithful. Amen. Oh, He's a faithful God. Amen. Glory be to God. Faithful. Amen. Faithful to keep us. Faithful to provide for us. Faithful to heal our bodies. Amen. Isaiah said, amen, by His stripes ye are healed. Ain't you glad of that today? Because He lives, He said, you can live also. Brother, because He conquered death, hell, and the grave, I've got hope of a better tomorrow. How about you today? Are you accepting the blessings of God? Are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ deep down in your life? If you do that, my friend, you're entitled to every blessing in His book. Oh, glory be to God. I remember as a young boy, amen, or growing up, my grandpa died. And when he died, there was eight siblings left. My uncles and my aunts, there was five boys and four girls. And I remember when I went to the inheritance hearing, amen, there was the lawyer sitting there with the briefcase. As he opened the briefcase up, he said, well, yeah, there is some inheritance, amen, but not all of you are going to receive it. How I feel like preaching today. He said, not all of you are going to receive it. So what did he do? Amen, he opened up the pages. He said, there's only five names here. Five names are only one going to get the blessing. Five names are the only one going to get the inheritance. Amen, everybody begin to wonder, amen, am I the one? Am I going to be able to receive what's coming to me? Amen. But what happened, friend? Amen. My grandpa was married before. And the first four children were Harris's. And the last five children were Sandlin's. Amen. He left the inheritance, amen, to the Sandlin's. Amen. The Harris's didn't get anything. Oh, let me tell you something today. I want you to know, amen, you got to be blood bought, born again in the family of God to receive the blessings of the Lord. I remember that day they got up and they said, why, that man, amen, he owed it to me. Amen. But the lawyer said, I'm sorry, if you're not blood, then you don't get the blessing. Let me tell you, out there in radio land, amen, it's for the blood bought, redeemed of the Lord. He promised us heaven, amen, to shun that awful place called hell. Are you willing to receive him? You got to be born again. Amen. He said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you're a good moral man. You pay your bills. You're kind to your neighbor. But Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Nicodemus said, Lord, how can I enter into my mother's womb a second time, me being old? And Nicodemus, or God, Jesus said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, that which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit, it is spirit. What God's telling us today, you got to have a blood transfusion, not in the natural, but in the spirit. Spiritual. Oh, glory be to God. There's a change in my life when I accepted the Lord and he come down in and he took the old man and he buried him in the ground and the new man rose up. Amen. And he gave me a right to the tree of life and an inheritance beyond this life. I'm glad today I accepted the call. I heeded to the Lord, and now I have a right to heaven, and all heaven holds. Are you hearing me today? David made a vow, I'll seek you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord, for saving my soul. How about giving it to God today? How about recognizing the Lord? Why? Why don't you give him praise? You know why you're here. Amen. It's because of the mercies of God. Amen. You can have more than this world has to offer if you just give your life over to the Lord. I'm preaching this morning. I'll keep my promise. I'll keep my promise. Oh, glory be to God. Brother, he's still doing it. He's still supplying every need according to his riches and glory. Woo! I feel like the preaching today. I'll keep my promise. I'll keep my promise. Are you hearing me today? Amen. There's some out there in radio land, amen, that has told the Lord, I'll do this if you'll do that. Amen. And God did his part. Amen. But you failed the Lord in this behalf. But I want you to know today that God, who is rich in mercy, full of loving kindness, he is waiting with arms open wide to receive you unto him. Don't let the devil tell you that it's not for you. Don't let the devil tell you that church ain't for you. I'm here to tell you, he died for the whole world. Not just for the United States. Not just, amen, for those in Ohio. Amen, he died for the whole world. He died for the Muslims. He died for the terrorists. He died for the Buddhists. He died for the Islams. He died for everybody on a cruel cross. And brother, I'm here to tell you, he made one more promise to those men of Galilee. That moment when he was caught up into the air, he looked down on the earth, and the men of Galilee were standing gazing. And Jesus said, "You men of Galilee, why you stand here gazing? For the same Jesus you see go away shall come again in like manner." And Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with thee always, even to the end of the world." He had to go away, but he never left my heart. He's in the splendors of glory, but he's still in my heart. Are you hearing me today? He made us a promise. When he left this world, I'm with you always, even to the end. Amen. I found people that's left the Lord. Amen. But ain't you glad this morning he hasn't left you? I'm glad of that. I feel like telling you out there, amen, keep your promise. He'll keep his. Amen. He's a God that is faithful even to the end. Well, glory be to God. I feel like preaching to you today. I'll keep my promise. I'll keep my promise. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Men will let you down. Family will let you down. Jobs and society will let you down. But my God will never let you down. He will be there. You can count on him. Amen. We sing a song around here every now and then. Amen. He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, he is. You can count on him in the morning. You can count on him in the noontime. You can count on him in the nighttime. He's a God that's not afar off, but he's a God that's at hand. He's a God ready to receive. He's a God ready to save. He's a God ready to deliver. How about it out there? Are you willing to surrender and commit to God? He give his life for you. How about you give your life for him? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'll keep my promise. I'll keep my promise. He'll live for you as long as you live for him. Oh, ain't you glad of that this morning? Woo! Oh, I feel like telling somebody today, you owe it to him. You owe it to him today. The Bible said, no greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friends. Jesus said, ye are my friends. For I tell you whatsoever my Father has told me, he's given us the promise. There's thousands of promises in God's word. Each and every one of them are I'm entitled to and you're entitled to. But it's for the blood-bought redeemed of the Lord. It's for those that has given their life to him. There is a reward for those that live godly. There is a reward for those that live holy and righteous. Jesus said himself, I go away to prepare a place that where I am, there you may be also. He said, if it were not true, I would have told you. He'll keep his promise. He'll keep his promise. He said, I've got to go away, but I'm going to come again. He'll keep his promise. Listen to me today. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, reminding you, he'll keep his promise. Till we meet again next week, 11 o'clock, right here on the same station. Tune us in again next week, and we'll pray for you, and you pray for us. Till we meet again, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen.